My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. And what a great show we have lined up for you today. We hear from Jim Volker, the CEO of Whiting Petroleum, Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, gubernatorial candidate, Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Lynn Helms, executive director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Rick Rogers with Purity Oilfield Services, and the latest on the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota.
How about a flaring? I don't know if you're familiar with flaring, but the governor sits on the Industrial Commission, so the governor has to be somewhat familiar with it. From an environmental to the aesthetic to even the mineral ownership of the natural gas being flared out there. Do you have a thoughts or opinion when it comes to the flaring in North Dakota?
Well, absolutely. And this is, of course, this is an area where the state's made a lot of progress. I mean, during the peak of the boom, we were flaring, upwards of 30%, but we didn't have the infrastructure. We had to, the gathering pipelines had to be put in, the gas plants had to be built, and I think now we're down under 10%, so we've made a lot of progress. Some of that is because of the downturn that's allowed us to catch up a little bit. But as you said so articulately, I mean, this affects mineral owners are losing revenue opportunities. We're losing the business opportunities. I've sort of said, half serious, half jokingly, we should be advertising around the world, if anybody wants free energy, come to North Dakota. I mean, what could we do with Iceland, of all places, is basically growing all their own food. They used to be totally dependent on imports, and now they've taken geothermal, built all these amazing greenhouses because their geothermal is essentially free, and they're raising food. And I walk into a grocery store here in Bismarck or Minot, and I look at the blueberries, and they've come from Chile, and the raspberries have come from Mexico, and I'm like, people say it's too cold in North Dakota, but if you got free energy that we're burning off, what uses could we use that for? And again, half joking, half serious, but again, I think there's a loss, there's an opportunity cost. To us if we're not utilizing that. I think that one of the things on the flaring, of course, is the way we reduce flaring is gathering pipelines, but pipelines have to cross people's property, and you've got to get right away to do that. So this is a systems problem. It's not just the oil companies. It's also about the gas companies, the pipeline companies, the landowners. Everybody's got to come together to solve this problem, but it appears that we're making good progress on it.
Do you have any solutions for the issue, whether it be more public comments, because they've kind of removed some of the public comments when it comes to pipelines and some of the energy issues, unless you're a landowner or unless you are directly affected by it. With pipelines, whether it's eminent domain, I've even heard that word thrown out a few times. What are you hearing from landowners or from pipeline companies that have to involve pipelines?
Well, I've had a chance to meet multiple times with different landowner groups, in Stanley and in Williston and in up by Kenmare. I mean, and there's and again, I'm a landowner myself. I've got some land near Epping. I got the land down in Slope County, but I am, it's just really important. I mean, this country, our country was built on private property rights, and that has to be a pillar of how we, you know, how we advance ourselves in our country, that we have to respect private property rights. We've got to defend private property rights, and we have to go through all the right kind of due process to make sure that people that, you know, own property and pay taxes on those properties every year, that they have an opportunity to have a say in what's going on, on their property and in their neighborhoods. And I believe that's part of the public discourse, is to make sure that we've got, you know, the appropriate input from all the people that are affected by these decisions. And, you know, the landowners that I've met, you know, they're all pro energy, but they also want to make sure that their land is taken care of. You know, they don't want to be obstructionists. They want to figure out a way to work in collaboration, because we have to have that, you know, their asset is the soil, and we have to take care of that soil in perpetuity, because, you know, we've got the asset, the mineral asset below, but we got to take care of both parties. We can do that.
How about when it comes to the spills, number of spills, whether it's saltwater spills, Yellowstone and Missouri River have gotten some spills in there. I want to even think Watford City had some spills near there. Whether it's from a regulatory or a cleanup or an environmental, what are your thoughts when it comes to how the state has handled the spills?
Well, this is an area where I think we have room for improvement. And part of it is just even starting with, you know, with the data collection. I think that, you know, when I've talked to people on the ground in the local communities, the emergency services, disaster recovery folks, you know, there's a question on whether or not we've got good data or not on, you know, on spills. And some of that is, you know, at the pace that we were going and the systems we have, because we all often have hardworking people want to do the right thing, but the state of North Dakota right now, there can be as many as four different agencies when you go between the, you know, the NDIC, the PSC, the health department, and others, not to mention local jurisdictions. I mean, sometimes a company might have to report a spill in four different databases, and those databases aren't interconnected in any way. And so then you end up with let's do a report on how we're doing on spills, or which database we're going to use. I can guarantee that those databases don't match up with each other. And so, you know, so then, you know, what do we really know, or where are our blind spots? And I'm a guy that likes to focus on results, set a mission, set a goal, achieve results. But you can't do that unless you have the right instrumentation. The right instrumentation starts with making sure you got accurate data. So we have to make sure that we're collecting the right kind of data. But when you get into, you know, in the spills, again, when I've toured landowners, I mean, I've seen spills where, you know, just a week ago I was up looking in a field, you know, and there's the crop up, but then you got 31 acres where there's no crop growing. I mean, it was a saltwater spill. And, you know, that farmer talked to someone who's been, you know, he's mortgaged his house, sold land. He's maybe $250,000 in debt trying to fight a lawsuit, you know, to get his 31 acres back. And again, I think those are the kind of stories, you know, that hurt the entire industry. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, so we have to make sure that we're, you know, balancing the needs of the landowners, you know, making sure that we're taking care of the environment. But those are things that that's something we can do together. I mean, and I think it's in the best interest of the industry, and it's the best interest of North Dakota to make sure that we're balancing all those, you know, those principles.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.